Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. I'm Andrea.
And I'm Andrew. And on today's episode, we are going to be discussing the differences between twin flames and soulmates. And I know that a lot of you have listened, our regular listeners have listened to our twin flame episode, which is great. It's our number one episode still today. And I believe we recorded that, almost 2 years ago now?
Yeah, it's one of our early episodes.
Yeah, so it's definitely a hot topic. So we decided we want to be able to go a little bit deeper into what a twin flame is, but then also the distinctions between twin flame and the soulmate. And then also give a little bit more information on different types of soulmates, because that's something too.
Yeah, and after you've listened to this episode, if you haven't listened to our first episode about twin flames, give it a listen. Because don't we talk about like the twin flame relationship?
Yes.
Specifically in that episode.
Yeah. And there's some good stuff in there.
Andrew and I talked about some of our personal experiences. So check it out.
That's the podcast Unleashed on that episode.
We really were unleashed in the beginning.
Yeah, we were.
TMI.
Yeah. It's like, we got to step it back.
Yeah. We have a format now. I think it's a little bit better. You get used to it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, do you want me to define soulmate and then you define twin flame, or what do you want to do?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So I got, and then you can add if I forget anything, but a soulmate is, you can have multiple soulmates in your life, and we're going to go through the 12 different types of soulmates later, but there's 12 different types, and, it's two souls cut from the same energetic cloth. It can be a love connection or a friendship connection. Mm-hmm. So, that's just a general.
That's the general of the soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did I forget anything important?
That's exactly what I had, is like, that's like the bare minimum description of soulmate. And I think that's what a good bit of people think of too when they think soulmate.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what's twin flame, Andrew?
So the twin flame, it gets a little more intense in a twin flame situation. Twin flames are believed to be two halves of the one soul before the individuals were born, you know, in this on Earth. So it was like the soul was already up there floating around, you know, and then split right before coming into the human experience, often referred to as mirrors of each other, these two souls. So that's where it can get really deep. It can also, it's very raw type of experience you can have with these twin flame experiences. I just put the main real difference between the twin flame and the soulmate is the two halves of the whole soul. They also say that, you know, with that, soulmates tend to be much more of a stable situation because of the ability for the counterbalance.
And also why you can have like, I guess, different types of soulmates, whereas twin flame is just kind of like, this is a twin flame. And I read different things, like some articles on the internet were saying like, everyone has a twin flame, but you don't always meet your twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
And you just waved at me, Andrew.
Oh, hi.
That's so funny. So I read, not everybody has a twin flame on another one.
Yep.
So who knows, right? We just give you guys what we find.
Yeah. And there's a lot of information on this too.
Yeah.
It's another one of those rabbit hole, you know, conversations.
Yeah, for sure. And is it, and it's one of those things like, does anybody really know? I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fun to talk about.
Yes.
I found some similarities between twin flame and soulmate.
Oh, okay.
So when you meet your soulmate or your twin flame, there is an initial sense of familiarity and attraction.
Mm.
You both things are part of a destiny, like you're destined to meet that person.
Mm.
You feel like home when you're with them, and you can be yourself around them. And you've probably known them in a past life. So that's both soulmates and twin flames.
Okay. So you can just cycling through in other lives with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I could see it. I mean, if it's a strong connection like that, you know, and if there is, you know, reincarnation or we're coming back, then that would be a likely scenario you could see playing out.
Well, I'm sure you have friends that you met them and you already, like you and I, when we met, mm-hmm. we were just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just so familiar. We're just like, okay, well, I know, like, you don't know the person and you know that, but then you're like, there's just a weird knowingness mm-hmm. of the energy that the person puts off too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's not every friend that I feel like that way, mm-mm. you know? So it's mm-hmm. it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another difference that I found was that a twin flame can be, not always, but can be a toxic relationship. When you mm-hmm. said intense.
Yes.
I found the word toxic.
Toxic, yeah.
But not all of them. But it's also like a catalyst for healing, which is what you mentioned.
Well, yeah. Because of the mirror thing, but then, I mean, yeah, you get the both sides of that, because it's, if they're mirroring, you know, your bad habits and they're meeting you at that same level, then yeah, it's very toxic. And it can just, if you feel like you're in a twin flame situation, just always being cognizant of the fact like, hey, like, I need to keep my energy in check because this other person's going to go, they're doubling down, you know?
Yes, for sure. And also, I think like all people, we all mirror each other. But mm-hmm. I guess a twin flame is just really like your universal assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shows up even when you're like, you weren't expecting it and you don't want to do any homework. Well, sorry, you got.
Yeah. So if you have somebody in your life that is really like, you love to be around them, but you also can't stand to be around them. But mm-hmm. those things that you can't stand about them, maybe like look in the mirror.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Maybe all those things that are irritating, like, or yeah.
Maybe, yeah. It just, and you know, when you start to work on that with your own stuff, I find that their stuff gets less irritating. Like they might mm-hmm. still do it because that's them. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you have that awareness, it's like, it just sort of, you know.
It does. It works its way out.
Yeah.
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 For sure. Yeah. And some of the things that the twin flame mirrors to you are like, it's like, the unhealthy habits that you have, your own imbalances, and I can't read the rest of my writing.
That's like me.
I'm like, when apart have hard, okay. I'm like, okay, so that's another, I guess, characteristic of the twin flame. So it's a person that like you're with them and you can't stand them, but and not always, but it's hard to be with them, but it's also hard to be without them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I always think of that U2 song "With or Without You."
Oh yeah,
that's about a twin flame, I think.
I can't live
without Bono.
Yeah,
Bono's met his twin flame.
Yeah, he knows all about it, guys.
Yeah. And with a twin flame, you tend to define your own self-worth through the relationship.
Mm. That's where it can get toxic too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you don't want to do that. But I guess if you do that, then you learn after not to do that again.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, and all you can do in that situation is just be like, okay, well, this is my learning experience. This is a teachable moment and let's do it, you know, just get through it.
What else
I was looking, so I was looking on this Mind Body Green, article that we're referencing a lot from is, there was a frequently asked questions section, and what stuck out to me was the question that people ask a lot is, do you end up with your soulmate or twin flame? So like we had said earlier in the podcast, is you may not experience life with a twin flame. You may not have a twin flame because you came to this, you know, to Earth as your whole soul, and that's completely fine. But it does say, so you can have twin flame, you can have a twin flame, but you can still also have soulmates as well, because they are two different things. So people always want to, they're like, what is the more thing that, what is most likely you're going to stay with in a relationship? Is it the soulmate or is it the twin flame? So they go into this a little bit, and they, this woman, Spinelli is her last name. She's quoted in saying that usually with twin flames, once the lesson is learned, you have accomplished the goal of the relationship. So typically, you would not stay with a twin flame. You can. It's not to say that you can't, but usually a twin flame is there to get you through something, to learn something, to empower you through something. And then once that's done, it has served its purpose, you know, and you guys can kind of part ways and still be halves of the one soul, but feel complete.
I wonder if with a twin flame, if you learn a lesson or whatever, and then they come back in your life because there's something else that came up.
Which is very possible, I could see.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about my own life again. Anyway. So what else did I find here? I think you said all these things. Yeah, you said that soulmates can't be twin flames, right? Mm. You said that? Yeah. And there's only one twin flame, but multiple soulmates. We said that already, too.
Yep.
Okay. I have we've said everything.
We hit all those. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to go into now the 12 different types of soulmates, how they kind of break that down?
Yeah. So the first one is the soul partner.
Mm-hmm.
So that is... there's a belief system that before we come into this world, this plane of existence on the earth, as humans, we make a soul contract. So this soul partner is somebody that you agree to partner with in this lifetime. And they help support you emotionally, and they can also help you professionally.
Mm.
So it could just be it could be a mentor, it could be anybody. So that's a soul partner. Did you get anything else for the soul partner?
I was just like skimming through here. They talk about, they say, it's specifically designed to help support you in this life emotionally, professionally, or in any other way. But it also says, you know, soul partnerships can help remind us how beautiful, masterful, and intricate our lives all work together and how we are connected. So it brings more light on just connection across the board as well.
Kind
of opens
that.
Your eyes up a little bit more.
Yeah. To that. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
And then the next one is a soul tie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when you meet a person and you just sense that they're supposed to be in your life for some reason.
Yes.
And they could be in your life, like it could even be a pet. So I was telling Kitten, I think that you're a soul tie.
You're my soul tie. Yeah.
Kitten.
And I could also see, too, with soul ties and like the human form being people that do like, they come into your life at like certain situations, you learn something, they come out, they come back in, like you guys reconnect years later. And it's always like, it just meshes back together well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because kind of like, that person is stuck with you.
Yeah, you're tied together. Yeah. And if you don't want to be tied with that person anymore for whatever reason, then you can listen to the cord cutting episode and cut the cords with that person.
We have the solutions to everything.
Yeah,
if you don't,
we're building
us,
the. We got the archive.
You can listen to our spiritual solutions episode.
Yeah.
We're getting there. We're building the whole Britannica of spiritual solutions. Yeah. Okay. I like the next one. It's past life soulmate.
Mm.
So built up energy over a lifetime together, and it's powerful. And I liked this one. It said the soulmate, you have the really good sex with them.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that then. Yeah. The build up energy over lifetimes, you know, that force. Now with this too, I was wondering when I was reviewing this, this would seem more like whenever, you know, people that have specific abilities in past life regression for people that do readings and that type of stuff. I always feel like, from what I've heard, friends that have done that, they kind of hone more into these connections with other souls in past lives. So that's always a cool thing to be able to hear. Like, they'll bring up, like, this was your past life, but there's this spirit here, this soul, and either you have met them or they are really going to be coming to you in this life, you know.
Yeah.
So that's always cool because it kind of does... manifest more in like the romance side with the past life. It tends to be that way whenever it's discussed more, you know, people talk about the romantic side of that more.
Yeah. And I think sometimes with this one, like there's something that you have to heal, and that's why you keep meeting up, because you haven't healed it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're like, I don't know the assignment. How do I do the assignment if I don't know it?
I know. I'm always trying to understand everything. Whenever there's like a conflict with a person, I'm like, why is this happening?
Yeah, there's a reason.
Let go, Andrea.
It will come to you.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one is, I don't know why I'm yelling. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The next one is karmic soulmate. I like this. The other term for the karmic soulmate is wrecking ball.
Oh, so
you can sing that song for us now, Andrew. How does that go again?
Like a wrecking ball.
You guys didn't know he was Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Hit that same note.
They're like, Miley's on this show. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Sorry. I haven't slept that much, guys. Can you tell?
I kind of look like her when she had her short hair. Remember when she was rocking the short hair on top? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. So the next episode, you have to come in on
in a white cutoff tank top.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I would die. Next Halloween costume.
Yes.
Anyway, so with the karmic soulmate, the term for karma in this instance means it's like not necessarily bad. It's a neutral energy of cause and effect. So this happens, and when this happens as a result. So in that way of karma. Mm-hmm. And I like this. They called this the change agent to improve karma, grow, and evolve.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Did you have anything else with the karmic?
Just like going through it, it does talk about like it's not necessarily negative, positive, neutral. It falls within those types of things, because a lot of people do think like karma is like, oh, bad karma, I'm getting bad karma, you know. But every action in your life, if you believe this, there's a karmic reaction to that. Mm-hmm. This is big in yoga philosophy as well. There's many different types of karma and all that. So like it gets really deep.
Episode.
Yeah. The karmic soulmates one, it's not that I don't believe, I just have a little bit of a harder time with it, because I feel like it kind, because I just think of like with the past life one would be kind of karmic too, to me. I don't know. Like, I'm still not 100% on the karmic one yet.
Yeah. Well, like we said, like we're just reporting what this mindbodygreen.com article said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that this is what it is, but
yeah, exactly.
I mean, soulmates probably are just all these things depending on who the soulmate is or whatever. Yeah. It's just a fun way to explain things, I think.
And as humans, we like to try to break things down. You know?
We sure do. And that's why we have this popular podcast. Yes.
Analyze.
Yes, yeah. The next one is the romantic soulmate. So they put that in its own category. Opportunity to heal and learn, entering the classroom of life together.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So your That's universal nice. Assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a, it sets the tone of more of a helpful relationship between the two, picking the one up when the other is unable to, you know?
Yeah, whenever I think of soulmate, I think it's less conflict, more like helping each other and stuff.
It's not as much work. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's just, it doesn't feel strenuous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the sixth one is the twin flame, and we already talked about that. One soul split into two bodies.
Yep.
The seventh one, the companion soulmate. So I love this one, the spiritual sidekicks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, necessary nourishment in this life. So mm-hmm. you probably have lots of companion soulmates that kind of, they're by your side no matter what. And I'm grateful for those in my life.
And that's what gets us through. That's what gets us through our lives, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then eight, this is a cool idea. I really like this. Soul families.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this. So this doesn't necessarily mean people you know.
Mm-mm.
It's people working towards the same common goal who you've never met. So you're just kind of put on this earth and you're like, okay, team, this is what we're working on.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like people that have gone through very similar struggles as you too. And, you know, and if you do get the chance to meet them, it is that also that instant of just like connection, knowingness about, like, you just feel like you know them on some level because they are living very similar lives to you.
I just had an aha moment. Everyone listening right now and watching us live, you're in our soul family.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Mm-hmm. And then number nine is the kindred spirit. I love that term. The first time I heard that was from Anne of Green Gables.
Oh.
When I was a child. She used to say that about her best friend, Diana. She was her kindred spirit.
Taking you back.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a person that just really understands you, same beliefs and values as you. Mm-hmm. Similar life experiences sometimes, but you just you just get that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yep. And then number 10 is the soul contract. Oh, I think I mixed this up with another one. Oh, well.
Well, this is the soul contract now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you did.
Okay. Well, it's before you make an agreement to accomplish something. So the soul contract, I don't know, it's kind of, it's like, okay, in this life, I'm going to help people with, I don't know, some sort of...
Yes.
Okay. Can you finish my sentence?
I'm reading here. Yeah, so it's like, you know, you might have a soul contract to be a mentor to a certain child on this, or to write a certain book, or to do something specific is like your soul contract to be placed here to do this thing.
Yeah. I think parents and children all have soul contracts. Like I'm often told, oh, well, you know, Griffin chose you to be his mother. And I'm like, it doesn't seem like it.
I think that he is rethinking it.
Yeah.
I think I've had many thoughts like, in the course of 12 years of dipping in and out of the dog grooming industry, it was like, I think something like in my soul contract has been to take care of animals and pets and like those types of souls, you know, that can't speak for themselves and that type of thing. And I find myself doing that with people when they are like at their lowest point, like, I want to come in, I want to help, like, I want to help the vulnerable, you know.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I do that a lot.
And that's when I find more of my strength, which is really weird too, because there's many times I feel vulnerable, you know, you have those icky feelings, but if there's somebody around me that's feeling that, it jump starts me where I'm like, all right, let's do it, you know?
Yeah, it gets you out of your own head.
Like, it does.
When we're thinking that, like, you know, we're caught up in our own problems or whatever, as soon as you like let go of that and help another person,
yeah,
it's like, it's so fulfilling. And then they help another person when they get back on their feet. And it's just like,
it's the chain.
Yes. Your dogs are so cute that you groom. Number 11 is the soul teacher. I think Gabby Bernstein's our soul teacher.
Yeah. Her and Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, it would be Wayne, and then Wayne trickled down through Gabby to us too, and her teachings. And then, you know.
So, I have a whole theory about Wayne. Do you want to hear it?
Because we're on
the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. Okay. So I've met other spirit junkies since Kripalu that were not in our class.
Okay.
And they all have that same connection to Wayne Dyer that we have.
Okay.
Like, we just, like, every time I see 333, I think of Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were talking about him on an episode, and then all of a sudden, like, we heard like a dinging, and we're like, okay, Wayne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when I meet these other people, like, I meet them, it's like, they must be one of these kinds of soulmates, because I meet them in a really weird way, nothing to do with Spirit Junkie. And then we find out that we were both guided to Gabby Bernstein through Wayne Dyer.
I think, too, it's just a testament of how strong Wayne's energy is, you know, and what his soul contract was to come to Earth and do, you know. And even when he's departed now, it's like there's weird things that happen and coincidences that aren't coincidences.
Well,
you
think
know?
About how much he did alive, and how many millions he probably reached, reaching. Mm-hmm. And now he has the capacity to just be like all over the place.
Go anywhere. You can go anywhere.
Hey.
Pop in, pop out. Yeah. He's probably loving it.
Yeah, so he's definitely our soul teacher for sure.
Yes.
Yes. Number 12, I love this one too, soul crossings.
Ooh.
Ships that pass in the night. I've had a few of those. Anyway. So it's somebody that you meet. It could be a friend, it could be somebody you work with or whatever, but you really like get along with that person, you help each other with stuff, and then they have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or it also talked about they pass away suddenly, you know, so it's like a short, and you feel, so instead of looking at it like if there's been some sort of crisis or whatever and you are apart, instead of looking at that like that's a bad thing, try to change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. Wayne Dyer quote.
And it's like, just think of it as a mission complete. You know?
Yeah. And if the person's passed away, they become your spirit guide.
Yeah. Well, and so it's just, cool. I mean, it's just like, we're not guaranteed any amount of time on this earth. And that goes with our relationships with people too. We just attach ourselves so much to all these earthly things and relationships instead of really seeing the baseline of what these things are put here for. You know, there's lessons in all of it. And it's always about learning about ourselves as we grow to really get to the point where we feel like, okay, well, all right, I went through the school of life and I got a C, but I'm doing good.
Sure. So those are the 12 types of soulmates. So I'm stuttering now. You guys can tell us about your own experience with soulmates and twin flames. We didn't talk as much about twin flames in this episode, but you can go back and listen to our first time that we talked about twin flames.
Yes. And there's definitely more personal experience in that.
there sure is.
Yeah. It's a great episode.
It really is. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, so we talked about all the different types of soulmates. We talked about twin flames and the difference between twin flame and soulmate. So now you can kind of, you know, look at your relationships or whatever. And I think that the takeaway for me for all of this is maybe not define any of it. And just kind of let it flow and look at things, try to look at things and learn from things instead of, harboring any kind of resentments towards others.
Yeah.
Because everybody's teaching you something.
Yes, and it all really falls on the belief of just believing that everything happens for a reason, and there's guidance there all the time around you.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people I know really hate it when I say that.
Yeah, I know.
But say it's like a blessing in disguise. You just wait.
It is.
More will be revealed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's the roller coaster of life. I mean, yeah. It's you can't have all the happy times, you know. They wouldn't be happy if that's all you experience, because you wouldn't know the low time. So,
yeah, true that.
It's life, man.
Yeah. We did it, Andrew. We had
I know.
To go through this in half an hour, and we did it.
We did it.
31.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, somebody's making said a comment. I only heard about Twin Flames yesterday. It's pretty amazing that I only started following you all recently. It's my first interaction. Well, welcome!
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Welcome to our Suddenly Seeking Spirit family.
Yes. Yes, you'll have to go through the catalog, everything we got on Spotify of all of our podcasts and stuff, and I think you'll really enjoy that.
Yeah, we're on all the podcast platforms. Yeah. So. Yes. I don't know what that accent is.
Wherever you want to listen to us.
Yes. Yeah, and you can catch us live here every Sunday. We're not posting all our episodes on Instagram forever, guys.
Yeah.
So try to catch us live if you can. It's posted for a little while on Sunday, and then we take her down. And then you have to move over to the podcast platform.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you guys for watching us live, those of you that joined us. And thanks always for you guys listening. And please leave us a review, because we would love that. And you can contact us directly through Instagram. What is it? Drop us a DM or slip
us drop us a maybe don't slide slip into it. Our DMs. Don't slip it. No slipping. We don't need that. No.
Andrew doesn't know the terms.
Can't keep up with them.
No, I can't. I can't. I give up. I just make up my own. Maybe they'll become like a hip. No, it won't.
Yeah. Well, Stella says goodbye too. Stella was here guiding us, everybody.
Stella's your soulmate. So
my little soulmate. My little chihuahua soulmate. She's so cool.
Well, all right. Good to see you, Andrew. I'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye,
love you.
Everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Till next time, what has you seeking spirit?